This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
One of the great things about public feedback is sometimes people tell you you're horrible. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are very nice about it, too. And you can reach out whatever way you want. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to get a hold of us. This guy said he's from Germany. Said, due to the fact this email is sent from Germany and we're currently 6 hours behind you guys, it's my only chance to be on your show. So can I say penis? Balls?
Yeah, penis.
Just want to say that we love your show, me and a coworker. We actually went to Detroit because we work as engineers for Lear Corporation in Germany. First time we got contact with your show, we were driving towards a Ford plant early in the morning. We could hardly drive our rental car properly because we were laughing our asses off. I can't think of any radio show in Germany that's ever been like yours.
Well, don't you think stuff is a lot?
Well, the
good morning, Hagenbeigenbogen.
Good morning, it's time for the show. There will be no jokes.
It does seem like it would be very strict. And
just when you think we're done saying the Vesa, we say the Vesa again.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did that do that?
It did not cross the road.
Oh, it did not.
It was in a fenced-in pen. It could not escape.
Good morning, Berlin.
I know my cousin who lives over there in Germany, he listens and he's a huge fan of the show and he gets a lot of people to listen. So I always think, oh, do you know my cousin? But it's a lot of people live in Germany.
Yeah,
so
it's a big place. Do you know you're that person? Do you know my cousin?
Oh my
God, you're from Germany. Then you know Vinny.
Yeah, to me, other countries are just about the size of Boston.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You know what? A lot of countries over there are
right.
It's like wild.
Yeah.
You can like drive through an entire, like, we drove 2 hours. We saw six countries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. It's crazy, right?
So he says that they listen to the podcast every day on their way to work now in Germany. He said, you guys were talking about being stuck in traffic in areas like Boston or Detroit. I can tell you it's the same problem here in Cologne. 18 miles, 1.5 hour drive. So it's the perfect time to listen to your podcast.
Well, to be honest, like over there, everything was designed for like horses.
Really?
Like in like some of these towns, right? Like it's
They're so old.
They don't have like a 6-lane road is unheard of.
Yeah.
You know?
He says, keep up the good work, guys. Love from Germany, Rolf. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Rolf.
Thanks,
thank
Rolf.
Thank you so much, Rolf, for the jokes. For enjoying the jokes.
Ha 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 ha.
Und the tomfoolery.
Ich mag meine Hausaufgabe. To you.
How do you say penis in German?
Specker.
Specker. Let's find out. Are you guys ready? Let's hear it. Here's the Google translation for it.
Penis.
Ich mag haben schonen penis.
So they don't call it something else?
No, it's penis.
I'll put something on the screen.
Schwanz?
Oh, Schwanz, yeah.
Penis.
Schwanz. That's like, but is that like the official word or is that like, you know, like a slang for it?
Yeah, does that mean like rhymes with rock?
Maybe.
That's what I wonder.
I like Specker. Even meinen.
Your Specker. Specker.
Schwanz is such a funny word.
It is Schwanz. Yeah.
Schwanz.
Schwanz.
Now, just to be really clear here, Schwanz refers to a limp or non-erect penis.
That's right.
It's not simply a penis.
Ah.
So that's what a Schwanz is.
I'm dealing with a Schwanz right now.
Always a Schwanz.
Never a penis, always a Schwanz.
So what's a boner?
Yeah,
what's a German boner?
German erection.
German.
Oh, Jesus, Dave.
Germany.
Oh, well, I guess German erection. What?
Don't need me to search that.
Definition? Translation?
Translation.
German erection.
German translation
of boner.
There we go. Now we're cooking.
There we go.
Schnitzer.
Oh, that's great.
She loves that even more.
Schnitzer.
Schnitzer. Oh, got me in Schnitzer.
Driving from Schwanz to Schnitzer pretty quickly.
Schwanz to Schwitzer is the best. Lady, you got me from Schwanz to Schwitzer.
You have turned my Schwanz right into a schrobbing.
Schnitzer.
Schnitzer. Oh,
that's a good one.
Boona.
Does he translate this?
Boona.
Yes.
Boona.
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 Oh, my God.
Boona.
That is hilarious.
But do they do the definition, like...
I don't know. You'd have to try and...
Let's put it Boona. In.
Boona.
Boona. It's also classy.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
I've got a boona.
Schnitzer.
Schnitzer. Can I see your...
Schnitzer.
Huh.
I like it.
So, like, they also have, like, other...
Howler.
A schnitzer can also mean a wood carver.
Of course.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, wood. That makes sense.
I've got a schnitzer.
I got a full schnitzer.
I whittle my schnitzer.
Schnitzer.
Oh, I like it.
Could look up German words all day.
Me too.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Boona.
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 Let's start looking up some girl stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we in
Virginia?
Why do you have to sound all creepy?
I know, you do. You do.
Just sit along and I just want to say.
Here
we go. I want to say what I want them to look up.
Vagina.
Well, yeah.
It's sheed.
Okay.
Not as comical. Not as
cool. No. What about
the P word?
Yeah.
Shida.
Oh, shida.
Shida.
I want to put it in your shida.
Like to put my schnitzer in your shida.
Shida.
The room in your
Schneider.
Hey, just a guy.
No,
just
I'm not a guy.
Just a guy.
This guy is wild. This guy
just
is a nut.
I feel like you couldn't have Dave in like the cockpit of a plane.
No,
he'd hit the floor from the sky.
This is all he can do.
He'd drop a nuke.
This is all he can do. This is it.
This is it. This is, and he can barely do this.
Get that on my business card.
His name, though. It's a cat.
It's a cat!
I'm talking
about a cat!
No, it's not.
It is!
It's not.
Oh, so the female genitals slang is mushy.
Ooh, that's not
as
mushy.
They...
Mushy. Maybe they say it differently. Let's see. Hear how they pronounce it here.
Mushy.
No. Mushy.
No, mushy.
Mushy?
I like you, mushy.
Mushy.
You don't mind if I...
You're going to say it in your creepy voice, mushy.
Mushy.
I want to...
It's Russian now, yeah.
I can't do German.
I would like to put my schnitzer in your mushy.
I like it.
Mushy.
I love when Lisa yells at Dave like that.
David! It's cat!
I saw him type it in, and he typed it in so fast.
And
I was like, no time. And I'm like, well, no, he clearly won't play that.
He clicks it, and it plays.
He played it without even hesitation.
Hit.
Oh.
David.
Oh.
But yeah.
It's like 10-year-olds here.
It's like a bird.
Oh.
It's like a bird.
Oh, God.
Bird. That just means bird.
Bird.
We've got Wolfgang with us here. Good morning, Wolfgang.
Good morning, guys. Sweet meat.
Sweet meat.
Sweet meat.
So Ralph listens in Germany, and we were just looking up some translations. Anything else you can share with us that we can say on the radio?
Basically anything, because nobody else would understand it, probably.
Correct. So is that what you, if you want to refer to a lady's bits, will you call them her mushies?
Mushi is a common slang term, or Möse.
Möse?
Möse? Möse. No, Möse. In Germany, they say Möse. In Austria, we refer to it as Foot or Spalte, which means split.
Spalte.
Oh, I got it right on the Spalte.
The Spalte.
The split.
I spiked it with my schnitzer. Do you call your boner your schnitzer?
Is that a boner over there?
Not in Austria, it's not. We call it an Entsteifen. Ich habe einen Steifen. I got a stiff one.
Entsteifen!
Entsteifen!
That's great.
Yeah, a stiff one.
Sounds like you've given me Entsteifen.
Sounds like an industrial album from the 80s.
It does. It's like Kraftwerk came to life.
Entsteifen!
Entsteifen, yeah. Oh.
And what about when you're horny or you're aroused? Is there a word for that?
Well, in general, we say, ich bin geil, that means I'm horny.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But, and I was, like I said, I have einen Steifen mich. Yeah.
I got a Steifen if you.
Yeah. Put my schnitzer in your Steifen, Nick.
That's weird, because I think that's double.
Yeah. All right.
Knocking.
Wolfgang, thank you.
Thanks, Wolfgang.
Okay. Okay, take care, guys.
Oh, like German class today.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah.
About cool German.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fun German.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Austria, so he's got a little bit of that Arnold.
Yes, right.
A little bit. I got the Steifen. Take care of my crazy, veiny Steifen.
Someone's actually from Germany listening to the show right now. Says it's hilarious that you're trying. trying to find words from all these male and female parts. Another word for vagina is. Ooh, that could sound dirty.
Yeah, I can't say that.
F-U-T-C.
Oh.
If you, no, I don't know.
Nope. Nope.
Someone wants to replace balls with schnitzer now. For
I love people just trying. Schnitzer. I will murder that musk.
yeah.
That's the one we didn't look up. That'll be our final one here is balls. How do they say balls in German?
You got to find the slang.
Bowl.
That's unexciting.
That's us. That's our translation.
Oh.
Schlag. Is a tennis or golf ball. Shush is a football or a hockey ball. They call it a ball.
Probably got to put like testicles.
Yeah, you got to put
okay, you're right.
Testicles. Yeah.
It's going to be like testicles.
Testicles. Yeah, it is. It's just like.
Hoden.
You're Hoden?
Testicle.
Testicle?
Testicle.
Testicle.
Wow, she really put some stank on.
Yeah, she did, absolutely.
Testicle.
Hode.
Hode.
Hoden.
Mind
my Hoden. Is that one ball? Is
Hode.
You got two balls.
Hoden.
Works the schnitzer on the hode.
Let's stick with balls.
Yeah.
Balls is better.
Yeah. Hoden.
Hoden.
Testicle.
She sounds angry with it.
Yeah, she
does. Testicle.
Well, because she probably got to that word.
Yeah. Testicle.
There we go. Testicle.
What a bad day for her.
You know?
Yeah, you got to be the testicle reader.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A bathroom warning was mistaken for a bomb threat at a Home Depot. And KWCH-TV has this story out of Kansas. Let's take a listen in to their report, if we can here.
Dispatcher started as a bomb threat when really it should have been more of a warning for those customers in the restroom.
Oh, no.
We just have a customer here apparently made what may have been a bomb threat.
Okay, what exactly did he say?
He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here. You need to leave the building. He said it three times.
Well, that's a 911 call that led police to the Home Depot at K96 in Woodlawn. Someone there told staff they overheard the threat in the store's restroom. Police did some investigating. They learned it was not a bomb threat in a literal sense.
No.
Police say a man was in a stall when he told others in the restroom, quote, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Jesus, people are so goddamn dumb. They're so dumb, guys. Like, people, like, honestly, half of us need to go.
Seems like all of Wichita needs to go.
Something very similar to this happened to me when I was at the Royal Rumble. Like, I stopped at a gas station, used their bathroom, and somebody had blown it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't use this bathroom. So I walked the key back into the gas station clerk, and I was like, hey, man, somebody dropped a bomb in there. And he's like, what? What happened? I'm like, dropped a bomb in the bathroom. And he's like, what do you mean? Well, you got to explain to me what's happening in there. I'm like, somebody got poop all over your bathroom. Like, I think he thought I was saying,
that there was a literally bomb. So, like, is this not?
It would be everywhere.
Yeah. So, your quarter stick of dynamite. So, she had an M80.
Yeah.
She had an M80 and lit it.
It was
like
not
a
dynamite, like a full stick.
No, but I will say, though, like, It is like an M80 is listed as a quarter stick of dynamite.
Right.
So that's why it keeps getting put out there as dynamite. It's the same chemical composition.
Yeah.
But it's just a quarter of a stick.
Right. It's an M80 though.
Yeah. It's an M80.
And one more story of the dumb here to get to this morning. This is what would happen if I tried to rob a bank. I'm fairly sure. Because even criminals in cartoons aren't as slapstick as this.
Uh-huh.
37-year-old guy named Jason McEnroe robbed a bank at gunpoint in Maine yesterday morning, Waterville, Maine. And then he ran away. As he's running through the parking lot of a nearby Chinese restaurant, he slipped on some ice.
Yeah.
Apparently it was a long slip.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
As he was slipping, his gun fell out of his pocket.
Oh, sure.
Then all the cash he stole flew up into the air.
Ah, yes. Confetti of cash.
And as he came to a stop after sliding, it was at the feet of a police officer who randomly happened to be in that parking lot at the time. So to recap, he slipped on ice. He spilled all of his money. He dropped his gun and he lands right in front of a cop. What are the odds of that?
The only thing that would have made it funnier, I guess, is if the cop just helped him up and let him go. You know,
are you okay, sir?
That's how the Benny Hill episode actually ends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go on.
Was the cop Leslie Nielsen?
R.I.P. Jason was arrested for robbery. There is his mugshot.
Well.
Right there. That is...
What a day. Dispatch, we got a real dumbass here.
Yeah.
He slipped, lost his gun, lost his money, lands right in front of a cop.
Hmm.
Okay, I personally, this is just Dave opinion.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's just Dave opinion.
The views and opinions expressed by Dave are
we
not.
We need to have that just.
We really do.
Like on the go.
We honestly
crazy when you guys chill.
The views
those are his thoughts.
Expressed by
right,
Dave.
Those are my thoughts.
Those are his thoughts and no one else's thoughts. Just him.
So,
taking up care of Dave Hunter.
I've never ordered Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Okay.
Because I've never trusted it. It never looked like good pizza to me.
Are you saying like ordered it as like
when
a takeout or
no,
when
like
you're
when I'm there.
There?
Even there.
Oh, it comes free a lot of times
with
like
a birthday party.
Yeah.
No, even I've taken the kids
free,
there.
But it comes with the birthday
party. I've taken the kids there and it's just like, no, well, we'll get something after. Yeah. You guys just play your stupid little games and we're out of here. There's a conspiracy theory floating around, though, that Chuck E. Cheese recycles pizza.
What?
So when you, I guess at your birthday party,
right,
there's
so
five slices left.
Put it back in and build a pie.
They'll take it back to the kitchen and they Frankenstein together entire pizzas out of leftover pizzas and they serve them.
Oh, the only way to figure this out is
this
to
is,
mark the bottoms, guys.
This is all over the internet.
Is
people
it?
Sharing pictures of misshapen
Listen,
pizzas that don't match, don't line up. Here's a taste of this person who is trying to uncover this conspiracy theory.
There's a theory that if somebody at Chuck E. Cheese doesn't finish their whole pizza and there's like a few pieces left, the employee will take that to the back, take those pieces off the tray,
set it on the other slice,
form a new pizza with all the other leftovers, and then reheat it and serve it to a new customer. Every piece is a different size.
That piece is longer than that piece, which is shorter than that piece. These pieces in the back are shorter than those pieces.
Oh, no, my
and
God.
And none of the pepperonis line up.
I mean, if that's true, yeah, that would be probably illegal to do.
I think we've proven that these two halves were never together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
None of the pepperonis line up.
None of it. And then you go online and you see there's picture after picture after picture of this.
Oh, no.
Of that all is, these oh, pizzas.
They, no, you can't do that, guys.
That don't match up. They don't make sense. There are some places where phantom pepperoni disappears when it touches the next slice. Obviously, if you cut a slice of pepperoni in half, half will be on one piece, half will be on the other, right?
We know right now, we know that there are people out there who have worked.
Look at that baby.
We've done it.
God, it's like horrible.
If you want to see this for yourself, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Will call in and set us straight?
Oh, is there any Chuck E. Cheese insiders listening? Is
Be
this
a
actual
today.
Thing or is this bull crap?
Is this guy
Can
just
you
BS?
Debunk this conspiracy theory, or is this something that has actually happened? There is a Chuck E. Cheese worker listening right now. You get off your ass and you get on the phone. 1-855-954-6969. We command you. 1-855-954-6969. Let's blow it up or shoot it down.
Yeah.
Well, they're denying it, of course. Chuck E. Cheese came out with a statement. And there's other people on Twitter who work there and have said that it's not true.
I just wonder if
Can you look at all the pictures, you guys? Look at all the pictures of pizzas that don't make sense.
I just wonder if what they've done is they're walking around cleaning everything up and they just put it all on one tray to sort of...
Yeah.
To carry it.
I've never ate this pizza. But
well, Chuck, that
would have no...
Look at
no,
it.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is there's no guarantee that that's at a table, right? Like, that could be in the back.
You don't know where that's at.
Yeah. You don't know where it's at.
Oh, I get you, but I'm sure some of these are at the table.
You don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know the context of how the picture was taken. Right. I mean, that one there is on a table.
Any photo of a pizza can say it's from Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a Chuck E. Cheese table with a Chuck E. Cheese plate.
We need a whistleblower.
That's what I'm looking for. A real life whistleblower.
And you can be anonymous if you choose to.
And it's not all of them. I'm sure it's like at Chuck's Chuck E. Cheese, you better watch yourself because I'm cutting corners. I don't know if you guys realize that.
Chuck E. Freaks.
But I'm making this thing work.
Chuck E. Freaks. I wonder if they did. I didn't have time to watch the whole video through, so I'm not sure if they actually went to a Chuck E. Cheese and did something to test it out. It looks like they did.
The best thing to do would be to...
They discovered
something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's the same.
They discovered something.
My God.
Look at how... Oh, so they asked for half and half.
Cool. Which I understand what they have done then is probably taken half a cheese pizza and put it in a pan with half of... Like, they're not making them fresh. They're probably just frozen pizzas, right?
Right.
So they cook two pizzas and they get put half together.
And I do wonder if they sell slices, and then that's how stuff gets weird, and then they just, like, add a slice.
I don't believe they sell slices.
The phone lines have lit up.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of Chuck E. Cheese insiders here.
Buckle up, everyone. Today we make history.
No, I've eaten a lot of this pizza, guys.
Have you?
Have you?
Well, you know, I've probably been to 4 Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties.
Oh.
You know, because I've got Rowan and Stella. And honestly, my kids, all they wanted, one of the birthday parties, it was my own kids' birthday was there. So that's terrifying, too.
Let's start with Travis. Hey, Travis, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Good. We're doing good. Conspiracy theorist is claiming that Chuck E. Cheese may reuse uneaten pizza. As a former Chuck E. Cheese's employee, what can you say to this?
No, that is completely not true. I worked in the back of the kitchen for 2 years. The way that we slice pizzas, especially if it's during like a rush almost, say like somebody orders a pizza that's half cheese, half pepperoni, we'll prepare pizzas ahead of time. So we'll just cut like a cheese in half and then cut like a pepperoni in half and put those together.
Yeah, and that's what you're seeing. A lot of this is like it's clearly Frankensteined. One with no pepperoni and one with pepperoni, but some of them look
pepperonis.
But see, if you look at that, that is two halves, and I wonder if there's actually something else on that one pepperoni pizza. Like if the crust is flavored on half, and then it's not on the other half, or
how would you explain a disappearing pepperoni?
Oh, you're talking to... He's gone.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
God damn it.
Oh, but we have other people. We have a ton of people who've worked there. Voice-changing technology. Anonymous from Florida. Former Chuck E. Cheese's worker. Hello?
Hey. I'm with the other guy. They just manhandle them before they serve them. They put them in a different pan to cook it. They slice it in that pan, and then they serve it in something else. As far as a disappearing pepperoni, if you guys have ever gotten, like, a frozen pizza, you cut it, and then some of that stuff ends up kind of under the edge, but they would make like one half this, one half this. They would save the second half because they know some mom has a picky kid coming in behind that's not going to eat anything except for cheese off the top of their pizza. But they're just manhandling it. It's just they're just throwing it around back there. I mean,
$25
for a pizza.
Yeah,
it's like $25 for a pizza, but they're being like complete and totally cheap about it. But that's really all it is.
Yeah, okay. So it does appear that, so this makes more sense now as we're getting through this, that they do, a lot of people must order half cheese, half pepperoni.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They have so many half pepperonis left, they slap two together to make a full pepperoni.
Because
that's what's happening.
It's I'm not sure what everyone's expecting here. Like, we're expecting, like, some
pizza.
Great cuisine. This is for children at a party.
Yeah.
I literally watched a disgusting baby.
That's what's happening.
They have so many half and half requests that they end up with probably a lot of half of pizzas, so they slap two together to make a whole one sometime.
Yeah.
And you see
Instead of making a new one.
And someone started it on the internet and it, you know, became a thing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Jason,
we have a texter who's saying that it does happen, but not at all locations. I'm trying to get them to come on the lines.
Wow.
Well, like, we could be dealing with somebody who's disgruntled or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that at their, maybe at their location,
that makes
they did
the
that.
Most sense, though, what you guys are saying, like the half pizzas.
Well, when you notice.
Picky kids.
Yeah, when you notice. I mean, the one right there is wild because it looks like someone ate one slice.
Yes. It doesn't.
Out of the normal pizza.
One is
and then
the
they
tiny
were like,
slice.
Oh, well, we got to put. Dude, like, give me a slice off
of that. Or it's just teenage workers that don't give a damn and are just grabbing whatever thing they can to assemble a pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're working at Chuck.
Someone said, though, too, that the one thing that they wouldn't trust is the salad bar as a former employee.
We don't trust salad bars anymore.
Well, no,
so.
Because they just throw new stuff on top of the old stuff.
Well, that's everywhere.
There's a salad bar at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's your video up, right?
Except for the parents, because kids don't want a salad
bar.
Dude,
I could have taken video to bury a couple places because of people I knew that worked at different places.
Yeah.
And when you realize that most things have a college kid behind the counter and at night they're supposed to clean out the meatballs or they're supposed to clean out, do something with the lettuce or do something with whatever. They don't, okay? They don't. They put stuff over top of the old.
There's a few milliseconds where when I encounter a salad bar, I react the same way I would if I saw a mountain lion. I'm like,
yeah.
I get startled by
then
it.
And I'm like, okay, just walk away.
Yeah,
just
don't look at it.
It's more scary.
Yeah, don't run, but. Yeah, so it looks like they do make Franken pizzas, but it's just two frozen pizzas that they had sitting around that they have to get rid of so they form one.
Jason the Jew thinks something's up here, though, here. We can just get to him. Let's see.
Shvarim Trua.
We're sounding the Jew horn to reach out to Jason the Jewish phone screener.
Hey, Boker Tov.
Boker Raton.
You think something's up?
I think this is a conspiracy, and these people are brainwashed.
What are you talking about?
The Chuck E. Cheese workers?
Yeah, I mean...
The mouse got to him?
The sheer volume... at which they just called an intensity at which they're denying
it's passionate, right?
The truth
yeah.
is suspicious to me.
Like they've been screaming at you? Like,
frantically. It's not true. It's not true. I'm telling you, it's not true. It's not true what you're saying. You're discrediting the mouse. You're discrediting the rat. It's not true.
Do you think they take pride in their work.
They get stock options or something?
Yeah, I don't know what the motivation is.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I think they get that visor on, and they have to sit there in their yellow shirts and watch some sort of video that's like, you will not talk about
the
Franken pizza.
I will say this. If your job right now is Chuck E. Cheese store manager, okay, and that's about as good as it's going to get, the last thing you want to spread is that this type of thing. You know, like, if this was real and it spread, I know they will because kids want to go. But I'm just saying, like, you don't want this to spread like it's real if you have a restaurant.
I do like the idea that Jason is like a 911 operator right now. And he's like, ma'am, calm down. Calm down.
It's not true. It's not true.
Calm down, ma'am. And just clearly say what you mean.
Well, that's how I feel. Like some virus just got out. And it's like the government's like, don't let everybody know that we spilled the virus. You know, you better call and defend us.
They did light up.
They did.
And they're still lit up.
Defending.
People are still. We'll let them go back to those frantic callers. Might just be my Jew paranoia, but I don't know.
Good
thing.
Yeah.
Well, back to your Jew cave.
Way I go.
Nope. That was literally a mic drop.
Yeah.
Oh, he dropped it.
Yeah. So there's, besides that one person who said it happened at their place, everyone else is back in the mouse here.
Yeah.
And one more call here. Ryan from Worcester, how you doing?
I'm good. You?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing. So me and my wife, well, my brother, we take our kids to Chuck E. Cheese. And I just want to say that pizza there is bomb. I like it better than Papagino's, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
You're the only person I've ever encountered in my life who has raved about Chuck E. Cheese's pizza.
I got a good pizza.
It's great.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
That's Ryan, also brainwashed by the mouse.
I was fired. Like, it's not really much different than anything else you might get that is instantly made for you.
Yeah. So,
you know,
I mean, like I've never had it. I don't go. This doesn't affect me at all. But
I wasn't ever at Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. I was I went to Major Magic's. You ever heard of that?
Yeah. We talked about that before.
As a Major Magic's boy too.
Yeah, I'm a Major Magic boy.
Yeah, whatever the place was that I went to was the Canadian version of this, and it was truly terrifying.
The Major Magic's was. I remember liking their pizza though.
Yeah, well, and kids, like my kids, the more cardboard-like and less flavor a pizza has, the more my kids like it.
Yeah.
If it starts getting fancy, like if they saw a pizza that Lisa would eat, they would run.
No, my pizzas aren't meant for children.
That's what I mean. They'd run.
I mean, but we do make pizzas for kids. Like, there is, like, you can make a standard pizza.
Yeah.
Like a pepperoni
It's fancy at all. My kids are.
You open a pizza place that just says, this pizza is not for children.
Yeah.
Most pizzas, yeah.
Yeah, and kids really aren't pizza connoisseurs.
No.
They, you know, slap some sauce on a piece of bread and a little bit of cheese. They're all good. So, we've apparently debunked this conspiracy theory.
Good.
If you want to see the video yourself, you'll find it at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Car buyers for years have griped about dealership salespeople who repeatedly leave them to do something out of sight and earshot, excusing themselves to talk to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that stuff was done, but that lives on. According to a new study by Roadster, it is still a main marketing technique for car dealerships.
Oh, when they say they're going to go check with their finance guy?
Yeah, if we can give you that deal. I don't think we can do that deal.
Yeah.
I'll have to go check to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they do that. My manager said.
Yeah.
Like, you're lying. Stop it. You're lying.
You guys are just doing the wrong thing.
What?
You got to say you got to go check with your manager. Mm. Like, hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, that's kind of like what I do when somebody says we're recording this phone call for whatever purposes. And I go, I'm recording this phone call as well.
Yeah,
my records.
No one's really tried to mess with them that way. I go, hold on, I'm going to go check.
It's gotten me out of some real pickles.
Yeah.
I'm recording it as well, actually.
You
butthole.
With the dealership, you just leave, and then they call you and say, hey.
Sorry about all that. Check with the manager. We're going to just give you the thing.
Well, yeah, because they all know the exact low that they can go to.
Right.
They all know.
I remember as a kid, like, I felt bad for the guy because he's like, well, my dad really worked a deal with him, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, my family's not going to eat this week, but if you're happy. Like, he said that to my dad.
Oh, my God.
But if you want this, that's as low as you'll go, then.
He really hammed it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it turned that my mom felt so bad, too, that she made my dad buy a couple of pizzas and drop them off to this guy that
Jesus.
He bought his four tempo.
God. Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
A tempo. Shagak, David. Because we family won't eat because of you and your deals.
You and your deals.
Yeah. Bryster would have just been like, then you shouldn't have had kids. Because I'm not paying a cent more than that. You're not getting any pizza.
No, my dad didn't want to do it. My mom forced him to do it.
You shouldn't add kids.
The study examined the in-store car experience from both the dealership side and the consumer side. It found that using in-dealership technology cuts down on your transaction time, but salespeople put deals at risk by leaving their customers an average of 3 or 4 times during the sales process.
And you know what is funny? If you do leave and you're there with anyone else, it gives you a chance to talk someone out of buying that car.
Yeah.
You know, I've been dragged to a lot of different places, and when they leave, I always say the same thing. I'm always like, it's too much for that dumb car.
Mm. Well, that's what they found.
It's too much for that dumb car. I don't know what your problem is. You're absolutely insane.
When a salesperson goes missing, it unwittingly fuels confusion and distrust about the car buying process. So it doesn't get there, oh my God, you know, he's trying to get us the best deal. This is great. It doesn't do that. People, they can't figure out why the salesperson left. And then they start to question the whole process, whether or not they believe them, whether the deal is actually the deal they're going to get, whether they need it.
I'd like to know where they went. Like, I don't believe they've gone to talk to anyone.
No,
I remember like being trying to buy my first car, and my stepdad went with me, and he was like so embarrassed because I was kind of like a little bitch about the whole process because I didn't want to be taken advantage of. Uh-huh. So I was the one. I brought him there, and then I had an attitude, and he was like, the guy left. He's like, stop it.
That's hilarious.
Like, and now I'm like, why did I do that? Oh, okay. That's pretty bad.
Tread on these tires looks a little bit worn, don't you think?
Seriously? I would never pay that much for a month for this. Why don't you go back and talk to your finance guy?
It's like if you ever take probably Stella to buy a car.
I won't have to.
She has an attitude.
No, they'll give her a car. Just get out of here. She's terrifying. She's terrifying.
We are getting a bunch of people saying from dealerships that they actually do have to go talk to the manager.
To get clearance for something.
Yeah, like this guy here.
You know what I'd rather you do? I'd rather you say, hold on, let's bring the manager here.
Yeah.
Because it seems like real cloak and daggery. And also, like, I feel like
they're just going in there like, this guy's going to pay $47,000 for this one. Oh, my God, I'm going to make him believe we're giving him the greatest deal ever. Okay, here we go.
All right, be real serious.
This is super... You guys don't understand. This is
47K. That's as low as we can get it.
You're on a tough deal, but listen, we need to make that deal this month. So you got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've never done this before, but you're getting it at that price.
Yeah.
You won't get that anywhere else.
No.
It is funny. They go talk to the manager and they come back and they're in like Oliver Twist type clothes.
They're like, I've talked to him and we've lost everything.
Yeah.
Just to give you this car.
Quite a pickle.
See, I don't even do like the whole process. I know what car I want, and I just go, I'm like, okay, let's do all of it over the phone or email, and I go pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't do that whole...
The song and dance.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I just hate going into those places because everybody swarms you. Yeah. And you're like,
Zach's with us. Okay, Zach. Set the record straight from someone who works at a dealership.
All right, yeah. So they have to go to the back because the car salesman can't actually see what the bottom line is on the car. He has to go ask his boss, hey, what's the bottom line on this car? What are we in it for? What do we have to make on it so that the dealership makes a profit? The commission sales guy has to make a profit as well. That's how he pays his bills.
Yeah.
You know, so when they go back to talk to the boss, they're actually trying to get you a good deal, but they're also trying to make a deal for themselves so they make some money as well.
Yeah, so they want the sale, but
they want the sale. I mean, I guess right. To me, it's just one of those things where it's like, what I don't understand is why it has to be, like, why do I have to get it out of you?
That's it. That's the problem with car buying. It should be baseline pricing. You know, when I go buy a shirt, the price on the shirt is the price I pay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I want from a car.
Yeah.
Here you go. This is the price. Everyone pays this price.
And if it was just like, this guy, because
he schmoozed me, doesn't get a better deal.
Yeah.
Right.
You all pay the same. This is what the car costs.
Right.
And if you want it, this is what you pay.
And the thing is, like, I would pay if it was like, this is the baseline price of the car. This is like what the guy gets for commission for selling it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. You can shop around right online and find the best, who has the best prices on that car.
No, I know, but that's the thing. But if you want to go see a car, if you want to like go in and like see what you're getting, the whole experience can be.
Yeah. Do you know there's people that go and buy your car for you? They'll go do that whole process. Could you imagine paying someone to go negotiate? You would do that?
Oh, my God. I hate it. You'd, I but absolutely.
You'd actually pay someone to do, like, the car shopping and
I mean, how much do I have to pay him?
I don't know, but it doesn't seem like something you'd want to do. You're kind of
cheap.
Well,
you're cheap, but he also doesn't like confrontation like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not there to argue about the price I'm going to pay for a car. So, like, if I feel like I've got to try and get you lower, then I'm not interested.
Yeah,
just like, that's away. Why I'll look for a place that is like, hey, we just tell you up front. Like, there's no...
Yeah, my father-in-law would just go and start yelling at people. I mean, I guess he was really embarrassing, just screaming at
people. My dad was.
Yeah, and your dad was the same way.
My dad's the same way. He'd cause a scene.
Yeah.
would you go with him and be embarrassed by it?
He went when I bought my first car.
Oh, no, Chuck,
it's coming
really?
Back. It's coming Uh-oh. Back.
Look, it's bad.
It just hit
Chuck
just
memories. Uh-oh. What's
you knocked
Chuck,
something loose.
Bad place. He just went to a... You made him go to a bad place, Lise.
A memory fell.
Thanks.
What happened?
It just embarrassment. I got it, boy. You know?
It was like, it totally went. Let's go back into chucking.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Cheese, Dad, this silver Cavalier looks pretty sweet to me. What do you think, Dad? It says 25 G's.
Well, boy, I bet we get it a lot lower.
What are you going to do, Dad? Please, Dad, please don't embarrass me again for the millionth time. Probably going to be a girl in there. Almost guaranteed.
And of course it was.
Mm-mm.
Listen, we saw an okay car out there. Most of the stuff you have here is garbage. The boy would like to take it for a test drive.
The boy.
And you're not coming.
He said that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you're not coming. And so.
Because they do. They like to come with you. And
they do. They want to give me. Yeah. He's like, no, you're not coming.
They're like, sir,
do you want us to buy a car or no?
And then they're like, sure, okay, sir, you guys can go. Just go out here, make a right, go down here, make another right, blah, blah, blah. So I get in the car with my dad. We start it up. I'm start to go down the path that they want. He goes, take it on the highway. Dad, that's not, but Dad, that's not what they... They don't want you to go on it.
Get on the goddamn highway, boy, so you can see what it does.
So I take this thing on the highway. I'm driving away. I'm driving away.
It's a stolen vehicle at this point.
Yes, at this point, I feel like I've stolen a car.
Yeah. Punch it, boy.
So I drive,
too much of a pussy, right?
I drive down this highway like it's to wherever the next exit is, get off, and drive up. They were like, oh, wow, you guys made it back. And the Bryster, you know, talked them down or whatever. It was terrible.
Oh, you had a red face the whole time.
Get on the highway, boy.
Then, but you ended up getting
she
that car.
She was in the park. She was out there looking.
Waiting. Like, while.
She was out there like.
So you go on the highway.
Oh, God. I was gone for way too long. We were supposed to take a right, go to the end, take a right, go drive, take a right, and then you'd be back right there. Like, my dad was like, keep going. I had to drive like 3 blocks to get just to the highway. I get on it and I'm driving.
And he did buy that car because that was the car he had.
Oh, that's the Cavalier.
Yeah,
that
was for the all Cadillac. The years that,
that
we
was the Cavalier.
We knew him in the beginning.
And it blew up 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
It literally, the engine exploded 3 weeks
later.
I bet
later. Your dad was mad.
Well, my dad, you're getting a new car, boy.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you this right now. That's a brand new car. That's a lemon. Give me the goddamn keys.
Dad, let's go. At this point, like, I had a car explode on me, right? So I'm like, all right, we'll go down there. I go down there, and in the weirdest twist of fate, so I'm like, okay, I need a new car. My engine exploded. I just paid like 23 grand for this car, whatever it is. Way too much.
for an exploding car. And then the guy's like,
"We're not giving you a new car and you're not getting a new engine. We're just going to replace the piece on top that blew up."
My dad's like, "Sounds fair to me."
That's fair. My dad, this is the time I need you to go Chrysler. This is the time.
Sounds fair to me. He's like, "That makes some sense." Boy, they're not going to give you a new engine, you dummy. Why, you're so dummy. Stupid, you dummy.
Well, you ended up driving that car for a lot of years.
I did. It was never the same.
You ever ran it? It was like a tank.
That thing was as smooth. It was quiet. It was so good. And the engine exploded. And then that thing was loud and terrible.
Yeah.
But I was in radio.
And it was silver. I didn't realize it was silver. Silver, I think it was like
gorgeous.
Dirty.
It was gorgeous.
It's like always dirt. You never washed it.
It was more like taint gray after a certain time.
It was like a...
Why did I think it was blue?
No, it wasn't. No, not even close.
You had a blue one.
No.
It was supposed to be silver.
No. It was silver, dirty, silver.
But it smelled dirty. Like a dead hooker pumpkin.
Well, yeah, and dead. Then, yeah, that was my farts.
And then it rode like unbelievable.
Well, it wasn't
like a tank.
No, it wasn't meant for comfort. It was meant for speed. For speed. For speed. Oh. I'd squeal the tires all the time at Lisa. Every time we were out of stock. Car.
No, that was a brilliant guy. That was another edition of Unlocking Chuck's Memories with the Breister.
Put those back where they belong.
Tuck them away, Chuck. Mm. Tuck them back away so you can get through life.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.